Hiya, and welcome to the October Beacon Lifestyle Newsletter. Hope you are all great, and I hope you've had a fabulous September. The month has absolutely flown by. I can't wait for the autumn colours to start showing in nature. It is one of my favourite times of the year. Plus, we have Strictly and Bake Off. What more would we want? I have been inspired by our lifestyle team members to explore a new crafty hobby. So any ideas, please send my way. I'm thinking either photography or diamond painting or knitting. It is just so important for our mental health that we have hobbies and engage in new activities. We're encouraged to eat well and we're encouraged to move, but we need our social interaction and a sense of achievement too. I currently love doing cross-stitching, creating cards or writing letters, but I need a new hobby, I think. Please make sure you keep talking and keep smiling. There's always someone out there that cares. So let's get starting new hobbies together. Don't forget, on October the 13th, it is Bright for Sight Day. It's raising awareness about sight loss by wearing bright colours. Hope to see many of you around the centre wearing lots of bright colours. Take care and see you soon. Bye.
Now here are a few little notes and reminders about our Sedley and Stourbridge Lifestyle Centres. Our Sedley Centre is open Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We also have monthly coffee mornings. We do fun activities such as pottery, sewing, arts and crafts, quizzes and much more besides. Why not contact Kim or Sally for more information? We can't wait to meet you. Just call 01902 880 111. And our Stourbridge Centre is open Tuesdays 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Thursday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Why not join us? We'd love to see you. Contact Dawn for more information. Simply call 01902 880 111. And don't forget, Beacon can provide transport to and from both centres if required.
What's on this month? We have had so much interest in the swimming that we have decided to put two swimming sessions on this month. Different days, so hopefully more people can make it. Anyone who is interested, please phone or email, as I know many of you would like to come but would like more reassurance. We have two private lanes, guides to lead you to and from the cubicles and to the pool. We have a qualified swimming instructor and volunteers supporting you in the water. We also have swimming aids. If you would like more information, please don't hesitate to contact Mary. Our sessions take place at the Burt Williams Centre. This month, they will take place on Wednesday, 12th of October, 11 a.m. to 12, and Monday, 31st of October, 11 a.m. to 12. All abilities are welcome. Sessions will be cancelled if not enough people book. Trip cost, £5, invoiced by Beacon. Minibus cost, £5. Depart at 10:10 a.m, Beacon to Bilston, and back at 1:30 p.m. Lockers are £1 or a trolley coin. Call 01902 880 111. Gentle movement class. Gentle seated or standing class working the whole body. £4.50 per session. Fun, friendly class to music. Limited places. This takes place on Wednesday, 26th of October, 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. in the gym at Sedley. To book, simply call 01902 880 111.
Upcoming trips. On Friday the 7th of October, discover the magical journey through limestone tunnels over 428 million years old, which were handmade by black country folk from years gone by. Be amazed by the caverns, learn about the materials and listen to the commentary from the skipper. Leaving at 11 a.m, we have a table booked at 12:15 p.m. for refreshments at the Canalside Cafe on our return. At the Dudley Canal Trust, Birmingham New Road, Dudley. Trip cost is £9.45 to £10, depending on age, and is pay on the day. Minibus cost £5. Departing at 10:15 a.m, Beacon to Dudley Canal Trust, back for 2 p.m. To book, call 01902 880 111. Time to start Christmas shopping? Why not join us for a trip to the Maryhill Shopping Centre on Monday the 14th of November? This is an independent trip. You will be free to browse endless shops, refuel at the food outlets, all indoors. If you feel you need support, friends and family are welcome. We have limited guides available. Meeting at the Argos and Marks and Spencer entrance at 10 a.m. Trip cost, free. Minibus cost, £5. Departing at 9:30 a.m. Beacon to Maryhill. Pick up from Maryhill at 1:30 p.m. and back for 2 p.m. To book, call 01902 880 111. Are you interested in running? We have a trained volunteer running guide who would love to support you. Do you want to get fit? Do you want to train for a 5K? Whatever your aim, get in touch. Email Mary on mspires@beaconvision.org.
What's on this month? Tandem. Join us for a tandem bike ride at Bobbington Airport and the surrounding roads on Monday the 10th of October and Friday the 21st of October at 10:30 a.m. Bikes provided. Trained, experienced lead riders will support you. No cafe on a Monday. Trip cost, free. Minibus cost, £7. Depart at 10 a.m. Beacon to Bobbington and back at 1:30 p.m. Weather permitting. Walking. We are walking round Bantock Park on Friday the 28th of October. Take it at your own pace and your distance. Cafe for refreshments, volunteer guides are available. Meeting on the car park off Finchfield Road, Wolverhampton. Minibus cost £5. Depart at 10:30 a.m. Beacon to Bantock and back at 1:30 p.m. Weather permitting. Fishing. Test out your fishing skills at Albrighton Moat. Equipment can be provided. Wednesday the 19th of October at 11 a.m. Trip cost £8. Pay at Moat on the day. Minibus cost £7. Depart at 10:30 a.m. Beacon to Albrighton and back at 2 p.m. Weather permitting. 10-pin bowling. Book for bowling on Friday the 21st of October at 11 a.m. All abilities welcome. Friendly and fun atmosphere. Taking place at Castlegate, Dudley. Trip cost £6.45. Two games, pay at the bowling alley. Minibus cost £5. Depart at 10:30 a.m. Beacon to Castlegate and back at 2 p.m. In addition, if you are interested in joining the British Blind Sport Bowling Winter League, please contact Mary. All these activities must be booked in advance. To do so, call 01902 880 111.
Hi everybody. This month we are learning about Carson, and she works in our office at Sedgelow. She is a health and wellbeing support manager working behind the scenes across the health and wellbeing services. As part of her role, she also manages the Beacon Transport Services. She loves her job as it is different every day, and she loves the different challenges. 2 days are never the same. It keeps her motivated by knowing what she helps makes a difference to our service users, and she takes her pride in her role. If you are around the centre and do see Carson, please say hello to her. She loves interacting with everyone. If you or your friends or family or work need a minibus, you know where she is. She loves to help the community, and our transport is for everybody. So why not contact her and hire one of her minibuses? Drivers are provided. Contact the Beacon.
If you need a bit of help with reading, Have you thought about trying a video magnifier? A video magnifier is where you look at reading material through a screen. Now, video magnifiers come in different sizes, so they can have small handheld magnifiers, small enough that you can take out with you, through to large desktop magnifiers that you keep permanently on a desk or a table. So a video magnifier, you can change magnification levels. So if your eyesight changes, you can press a button and increase the magnification level, or you can decrease the magnification level. The other advantage of a video magnifier is you can change contrast or backgrounds. So you might be looking at something in true colour, but press a button, turn it into black and white, press the button again, turn it into reverse, so it's white writing on a black background. Press the button again and then again for different combinations. They can be yellow and black, black on yellow, blue on yellow. It's whatever suits you, it's whatever works for you. So there's lots of flexibility with a video magnifier. You can adjust the brightness on them as well, and some you can store pictures on there, and some have reading lines to make it easy for you to follow text whilst you're reading. So if you are struggling a little bit, maybe a video magnifier could be the answer. Now, if you'd like to try one, you can here at Beacon. Just give us a call and make an appointment and bring something in with you that you struggle to read with, and just try it and see if it helps you. So if you'd like to try a video magnifier, give us a call at Beacon on 01902 880 111 and ask for a sight loss advisor. So if you'd like an appointment to try a video magnifier, it's 01902 880 111.
Hello there, it's your gardening guru speaking with gardening news and tips for October. First of all, it's time to tidy up your lawn. Firstly, scarify with a lawn rack or fork, and then aerate to improve the drainage. A supplementary feed with a low nitrogen, high phosphate and potassium feed will help the roots to develop in the winter to improve the lawn for next spring. Next, outdoor plants. Bring in any tender plants from the garden into the greenhouse or conservatory to shelter from the frost, e.g. aeoniums and pelargoniums, after cutting back. Allotment. Time to sow Japanese onion sets, garlic and broad beans by the end of the month. Also, prepare for winter digging by tidying up your plot and weeding. Alternatively, sow green manure, e.g. field beans, mint, mustard or clover, to increase your soil fertility for the next year. Don't forget, you must dig them in before they flower in the spring. Planting. You can now plant wallflowers, sweet williams and late cabbages outside, and keep sowing your daffodils in the borders and pots during this month. You should still be harvesting your tomatoes, chilies, squashes, etc. as required at the end of the season. For your indoor plants, it's time to stop feeding for the winter and decrease the watering, and stop all watering for your succulents. You can still sow some winter lettuce indoors from the greenhouse, and it's time to sow sweet peas in root trainers for early flowering blooms next May and June. That's all for this month. Goodbye.
Beacon VIP Group. We're a group of working age people, or people who just live independently with sight loss, that meet once a month for a social gathering. We're a friendly bunch that like to try new activities, build friendships and encourage others to live life to the full. This month we are meeting on Wednesday the 26th of October at 6 p.m. for a curry and quiz night. Cherie has on the menu curry, chips, rice, onion bhajis, papadums and chutney for just £5. Jamie is also providing the quiz, so get swatting up. Please ensure you book in advance for the curry. Simply call 01902 880 111. Beacon Gym. Rob is our gym instructor and personal trainer. He can support you to set individual plans and work with you to achieve your goals, whether that be fitness, weight loss or mobility. Why not book your free induction? You can use the gym as part of the lifestyle package, or individually. The costs are: individual gym use, unsupervised, is £4.50 an hour. Individual gym use, supervised, is £10 an hour. Gym membership, unsupervised, is £20 a month. And gym membership, supervised, is £40 a month. And golf. Do you want to learn to play? Do you want to improve your swing? We have 6 hours worth of coaching free for you. The Mark Butler Gold Academy, based just outside Sedgley, would love to welcome you and support your needs. To find out more and to book your place, call 01902 880 111.
What services do Beacon provide? FabLab. Based at Sedgley, we offer a personalised gift service. T-shirts, key rings, mugs and much more. We also give people digital and design skills through modern techniques, sight loss advisors and low vision. We offer information, advice and guidance to support people with visual impairments in a range of areas including social life, home life, daily living, aids and adaptations. Befriending. We offer a telephone befriending and home visiting service to provide support and companionship for people with sight loss. Talking News. A free service which is produced each week to help people keep in touch with the community. Local news, weather and events delivered to your door. Care. A 24/7 care team on site at Beacon Court and in the community. IT and digital tech support. Help to give information and training with tablets, phones, software and products. Employment support. Helping people with sight loss find work or training and improve their lives. Transport services. We operate 5 minibuses which help people get to our centres as well as out and about in the community. Available for private hire with a driver. Charity shops. We have 7 charity shops in the region. We offer a house clearance and furniture delivery service also. Hospitality facilities. At our Sedgley base, we have a coffee bar and restaurant which is open to everyone in the community and can be hired out for private functions. If you would like further information about any of the services that Beacon provide, please contact our reception. You can do this via 01902 880 111.
Hope you've enjoyed listening and reading to October's newsletter. I really hope there are some activities that you want to join in. Don't forget, we have accommodation at Beacon Court. And if you do need to contact us, we are on Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV46AZ. Or the website is www.beaconvision.org. We're also on Facebook at Beacon Centre and at Twitter at Beacon Centre. And you can phone us on 01902 880 111. Hope to see you soon. Take care, lovelies.